Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 27th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Welcome to our April patron. Thank you once again to Matthew for being a fantastic patron, our April patron. Thank you so much for the support, Matthew. And if you're looking to become our May patron, you can do so at patreon.com/thegamersin. Get a shout out on here as well as TGI Prime. Speaking of which, for Gamers In this week, Resident Evil 3. It's a game that I played and finished and very much enjoyed Resident Evil 2. I felt like that one was a great remake and a great offering for its value. Resident Evil 3 is much shorter. It does not offer the dual playthrough ability that was given at Resident Evil in Resident Evil 2. There's one character that you play through for the most part, and that's Jill Valentine in Resident Evil 3. However, in Resident Evil 3, you also get to play as Carlos, but that's only for specific segments. It's not actually a second playthrough like Resident Evil 2. So I ended up finishing in about 5 hours, and it's a full price game. Obviously, because I do a podcast about zombies, and I like Resident Evil, and I like the remakes, I checked it out, and I'll probably go more in depth on Zombies Ate My Podcast, which is recording this week, but I did want to mention it on the Gamers In, because I did play it, and we're going to start hitting a lull where there's not much to play, but I do want to mention that if you are a fan of Resident Evil and the remakes that they did, you can check this one out, but you might want to wait for a sale. It is full price, and the game has the quality for it, and it feels good, it plays good, but I just don't think there's enough replay value for just people looking to enjoy the normal amount of gameplay. Like, there's obviously like achievement runs and super difficulty and all that, but if you're a gamer like me who just wants to experience the content and not like go through it hundreds of times just to get that extra achievement, there's not a lot there. It does come bundled with a multiplayer mode, but honestly, it's just, I haven't booted it up. I don't know if it's my thing. I guess I should really try it. I played the tutorial. I know that's not enough to really pass judgment, which is why I'm not really going to talk about it, but the reason you're buying the game is for the remake, which is Resident Evil 3, and it's fun. It's a fun game, and it has all the trappings of Resident Evil with the puzzles and the map and the pickups and the combat, so it's all there. It's just, it's a small package. There's not a lot in it, but it all feels really good. Like, it's a really great sort of short experience. So if you're looking for something like that, certainly check it out. You might want to wait for a sale. The Resident Evil Resistance, sort of the multiplayer add-on, is sort of a cross between Left 4 Dead and Dead by Daylight, which you might think, oh, that sounds great, but it is attached to this full price product. I think where Dead by Daylight and Left 4 Dead, to a certain extent, where those games really, really became popular, is that they were an intro price, $20 for Dead by Daylight. I think Left 4 Dead, they were pretty much giving that game away eventually. And I think that's what made that game so great. And I know Left 4 Dead launched at a full price product, but when you look at Dead by Daylight, for the most part, that game is not a budget title, but it's an easier pill to swallow going in cost-wise. Whereas I don't see myself being able to convince someone to play Resident Evil Resistance unless they're buying it for Resident Evil 3. So I don't know. The value's a little out of whack here. So you might want to wait for a sale. But again, like, I did enjoy the gameplay. It's a great remake. I really hope, there's rumors that they're doing Resident Evil 4 next, which I think is fantastic. That's a GameCube game. GameCube's still at that phase where like you could bring it up to the next level. Where you start to run into diminishing returns is like taking a 360 game and saying, let's do a remake. Unless the game had some serious, gameplay issues, there's really no reason outside of like an up-res, which we have seen a lot of those on this generation of consoles. I'm also playing a bit of that new XCOM game, Chimera Squad. I'm really liking what I've played so far. It's very different for the most part from other XCOM games. That's probably what I'm going to focus on this week if I get some more time with it tonight. But it's different. And honestly, that's great. And it's very story focused outside. Not that the other XCOM games weren't, but this one's very story focused. Like named characters, voice lines, conversations. You're not just watching a guy stand there and fumble with a clipboard as VO plays over. It's a little more sophisticated than that. Not too sophisticated, but it's pretty cool. The biggest difference is that they still have the tactics sort of moving of your characters and Overwatch and reloads and all that. But what they've done is they've removed sort of the initial phases of gameplay and introduced a breach mode. Because you are technically like a special ops group where you're always breaching into the room or into the next room. And that sets up a really action-oriented mode where as soon as you breach, you choose where your characters come in. And depending on where they're coming in, if they're blowing through a wall or jumping through a window, it introduces different effects, either positive or negative. So sometimes it's like, oh, if you go in last, you get an additional damage boost, or if this person goes in first, the enemies are going to mark them for, you know, to be focused on, and then that introduces a breach mode where once you breach into the room, you get basically you surprise the character, the enemy, and you get to take a free shot, and that free shot is very action focused as you're like time is slowed down and you're choosing your targets, and your targets have varying degrees of, you know, surprised, and we'll get to this in a little bit, but surprised, alerted, and then aggressive. So I think that's the order. And basically surprised means, so unlike other XCOM games where it's a good guys, bad guys turns, it's initiative order. So if an enemy is surprised, their initiative is lower down the field. If they're alerted, they're higher up, and aggressive, it's like they're going next, unless somebody sort of bumps above that due to an ability or something. And that has been really cool to play around with, although has introduced a new layer of strategy as you're trying to deal with initiative, taking out enemies that have a higher initiative so that your players have more time to react and continue to fight. So there's some interesting stuff there. I need more time with it in order to really dig into the details, but it's available now. If you purchase before May 1st, you get it for 50% off. And I gotta tell you, it's worth it. If you're an XCOM fan, you can kind of view it as like an experiment. I don't think this is what XCOM 3 is like. I think this is an experiment to kind of bridge the gap to the next generation of XCOM. But it's a fun experiment. It's $15 Canadian, $10 US, 50% off until May 1st. Definitely check it out. Do not miss out on this incredible offer to get it at 50% off. That is super generous of Firaxis to sort of put out this standalone game. You don't need to own any of the other XCOM to enjoy it. So I'll talk a little bit about that. And for the news, our stories look like we've got Nintendo confirms up to 160,000 accounts accessed in huge privacy breach. Now, they have said that it hasn't affected any of their databases. It's just people accessing through the Nintendo Network ID, the old Wii U 3DS ID access. So probably passwords gotten from another method and they've just brute forced in. A lot of people reporting like their PayPal being accessed. There was a talk that maybe it had something to do with the way Nintendo was connecting their accounts to PayPal. So long story short, the best way to combat this is to activate two-factor authentication. And if you want to take an extra step, remove all of your payment methods from your Nintendo account if you really want to be safe. So that's something to look at. I have a feeling this is going to be a big story. Jocelyn and I are going to talk about Guerrilla's planning a Horizon Zero Dawn trilogy with gigantic scope and a co-op mode. I'm basically going to save my thoughts for the show because I think Jocelyn and I are going to have a lot of fun talking about this one. She's a huge Horizon Zero Dawn fan. And honestly, like whenever PS5 comes up in conversation, it's like, if they launch with Horizon Zero Dawn sequel, I will pay them whatever they want. That's looking likely. That's going to be an expensive console. And finally, just announced today, We have release date updates for The Last of Us Part 2 and Ghosts of Tsushima. I think Last of Us Part 2 is June 19th. And Ghost of Tsushima got pushed back a month to July 17th. I think that was originally going to launch early June. So Last of Us Part 2, also, if you're interested in that game, I've been seeing that that someone leaked the game. It was supposed to come out late May in about a month, and then it's now been pushed to mid-June. Basically, some really big spoilers out there. I have not seen them. I do not want to see them. I've really tried to stay away. I don't think I'm risking it. I trust you guys. I'm not really risking it by putting it out there saying like, hey, I don't want to see these spoilers. I trust you. Please don't send me them. I'm just digging a hole here. But yeah, kind of a bummer. A lot of people were saying like, you know, they've leaked it due to the, you know, the working conditions and the crunch they're experiencing. But at the end of the day, like, I really agree with Drayshon Schreier, who put this comment out that, yeah, you can disagree with your workplace environment and stuff, but you're just throwing your whole team under the bus by releasing this game and leaking it in a way that it's not meant to be seen, really. Like, you're meant to experience the full product. So be wary. There's some spoilers out there. Judging by the way people are sort of talking about it in terms of the spoilers, it sounds like it's a pretty big deal. So if you want to experience this game the way it's meant to be experienced in your living room, on your PS4, definitely wait. Do some muting of hashtags. Don't click on comments for stories related to the leak. I'm sure people are doing their best to moderate that stuff, but you never know. So just be mindful of that. Over to Summoner's Call. Quiet week this week. We delayed recording, but I did just put the episode on the feed where we talked about Sacred Stones. And so we continued Game Club. We talked about the Dragalia Lost crossover, getting more details. But the next episode we record next week should have a lot more details. We're going to have our legendary hero. Golden Week is going to be starting. That's a big deal in Japan. So we're going to get some free stuff, I'm sure. Some cool celebrations. So that'll be fun. Usually there's some summoning events. And we'll also have more Game Clubs. So definitely a big week next week as we talk about that. Finally, this is our last Patreon mini of April, so let's run down the big releases for this month, as I believe the big releases coming up are going to be fewer and farther between as we move into the summer. Resident Evil 3, as I mentioned, came out April 3rd, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Final Fantasy VII Remake on PS4, April 10th. XCOM Chimera Squad on PC, April 24th. Deliver Us the Moon, the console edition on PS4 and Xbox One, that was on the 24th as well. Trials of Mana on the PS4, Switch, and PC on the 24th. I put Chimera Squad in here twice. I don't know why. Probably because it's pretty cool that we got that game. Kind of a surprise release. Gears Tactics launches this week on April 28th. That's on PC. I'm going to be checking that one out. Streets of Rage 4 on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on April 30th. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening. And have a great week.